Welcome in, everybody. Let's continue the conversation about the emotional benefits of two of the BOGO pairings. Don't forget to like, share, follow, and subscribe to our podcast. And of course, stick around to the end for our scoop of the day. And while you're here, we invite you to leave us an honest review on Apple Podcast at the end of this episode. It's free and it means the world to us. Welcome to the Essential Oil Scoop, where we serve up real talk with real results. Get ready to explore the incredible world of essential oils and how they transform your daily wellness. I'm Vicky Labrilla, and this is my co-host, Sarah Sipos. With over 22 years of collective essential oil knowledge and experience, we are well equipped to bring you the best tips and tricks for all your needs to live life to the fullest. So join us as we dish out the juicy scoop to a healthier, happier you. It's time to elevate your life. Tune in and let's dive deep into the realm of essential oils for a life of vitality and well-being. Okay, Sarah, I'm really excited and I know you are too because I think all of them, but there's three specific oils in this four oil conversation today that bring you immense joy. Arex, Citrus Bloom, Melissa, and Blue Tansy.
And let's not forget Divana, because I think we should give that its due too, because there is a little bit of a special with that one too. So let's give that one, let's dive into that one as well.
I agree. So let's start with Arex, Sarah. The essential oil of discerning. Do you want to talk about that one for a minute?
Okay. Yes. Yes, I do. Like individually, when you look at all of the different things that are in this oil, so Litsia, tangerine, grapefruit, frankincense, cardamom. Okay. Litsia is a powerhouse. Okay. Litsia is a powerhouse. Litsia is the oil of manifestation. And then you've got tangerine. You've got some spontaneity in there. You've got grapefruit, which is honoring the body. You've got frankincense, which is truth. We talked a little bit about that the other day for the last podcast. And then you've also got cardamom, which is objectivity, I believe. And so you've got like some really great powerhouse oils that now you've got discerning in the mix. So what does discernment mean? And I think that's what we should talk, like, does everybody know what discernment means? So maybe you don't. So I'm going to, discernment is basically determining between right and wrong, black and white, good, bad, and like all, you know, and just kind of being able to make choices and make good choices.
Yeah, and finding your truth within whatever the conversation or idea is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, Arex, obviously it's amazing for like our respiratory system and it's great for cleaning the air and pollutants and all the things, right? Like I don't want to downplay its physical realm, but like for its emotional realm, it helps an individual evaluate what's clouding their inner compass, like their inner soul, like it helps them to like get rid of some of that sludge that might be compromising their thinking and kind of helps them to determine this is the right path for me. This isn't the right path for me. It reminds them that like sometimes the world can desensitize and suppress how like our thoughts and our feelings and like kind of dim our lights a little bit, so to speak. And so we get desensitized by a lot of forms of media, whether it be movies or social media or the news, or I mean, pick whatever your guilty pleasure is. And that can desensitize you over time, that kind of take you away from who you really are and your center and who you are. So Arex is really awesome at severing some of those destructive patterns that we tend to have in our lives. And if you look at your life and you see some like a destructive pattern or a cycle that you're like, okay, why do I keep putting myself into this cycle? This is going to help disrupt that cycle that you keep putting into yourself and helping you to kind of like have good self-governance again, and kind of to guide yourself, and that you will trust the decisions you're making because they're more clear and concise. And, you know, just unpollute your mind and your mindset. Like, it helps to unpollute, like, that's the best way I think I can describe it, is like, it helps to not only unpollute your air, but it also helps to unpollute your mind so that you can see and think clearly, make better decisions, make decisions that are for your best and highest self. And it's just, I don't know. Like, it's just such a great oil. Like, how much more do you want me to say about it? Like, it's fantastic. So
the AirX blend is truly powerful. And how I think of it is, when life gets sticky, when situations feel sticky and get sticky, AirX comes in. Physically, yes, we've already slightly touched on how powerful it can be for our physical wellness. On the emotional side, it allows us to feel less sticky, and the fog and the muck is easier to work through, if that makes sense. So this oil encourages us to clear out anything in our life that inhibits us from receiving the truth distilled from our divine, from our higher power, because it is all around us every moment of every day throughout our human life experience. And so this oil can come in. So for instance, you know, I'm struggling with something in my personal life and it's sticky. There's a lot of gray area there. And my mind is trying to discern and decide what is the best path for me moving forward. Y'all, I've already talked about brain chatter between your ears. We all have it to a certain extent. This helps me personally clear it out. So the stickiness, the muck isn't that deep, that bad, to where I can truly connect with my higher power and be in an easier alignment and see the road that I need to take. And I think Sarah's like, yeah, I would agree.
Well, and it just helps you to stay in tune with that higher power, with your source, with your God, with your Buddha, whatever you worship, with that higher consciousness. Stay within that to understand it, to cut the clutter, so to speak, the mind clutter, and to be able to really just feel into and make the best choices, decisions, so it doesn't feel like such minefield that you're navigating.
And this leads in so perfectly. So it is BOGO week, okay? The 18th through the 22nd of March, buy one, get one. So when you buy AirX, you can receive Citrus Bloom for free. And my friends, Citrus Bloom is the essential oil blend of new beginnings. So take what you just learned about AirX on an emotional level, and then combine it with the combination of essential oils in Citrus Bloom, because it's this blend of oils is wonderful for clearing stagnant energies, which keep us individuals immobilized. Yeah. So if you're wondering what's in this blend, wild orange, oh, love it. Grapefruit, lavender, Roman chamomile, and magnolia. It is springtime in a bottle. You can argue your point whether you think that or not. To me, my nose says springtime in a bottle. It smells so divine. This oil can reminds us that while one can always learn from past mistakes, and an abundance of compassion is essential while processing regret. Regret is a very sticky and heavy emotional block for many. I don't know anybody that is in my close circle that hasn't felt regret throughout their lives at one time or another. And understanding that regret keeps you stuck on the past that is the past, and we're not to look back, we're supposed to look forward. But it helps break those ties, for me at least. And Sarah's shaking her head like, yeah, I think, I mean, it's done that for me. It's bright, it's optimistic energy can lift us when we feel like it's time to start anew. And it's okay to start anew over and over and over again. My friends, we're ever evolving, and the citrus bloom is absolutely beginning. Beautiful for new beginnings. Sarah, what do you think about citrus bloom?
Oh, okay. So this is definitely, I know I say this all the time, but this is definitely one of my favorites. I diffuse this like every time I know I'm going through a change, some sort of change going on. If I want to start new habits, I diffuse this. If I am noticing, I'm making transitions and think of a butterfly and metamorphosis and moving and morphing into like the next realm of your life and different things. So I know when I'm going through different time periods of change and I want to welcome in that new chapter, this is the oil I use, because it does help you to, like, I don't know, find joy in the journey, finding happiness. And there's so much joy in this bottle with the wild orange and the grapefruit, and it's so uplifting, yet it's calming. You know, it's got some calming properties,
right? Because the magnolia swoops in and is like, mm-hmm. I got you, girl.
Mm-hmm. And Roman chamomile. And so you've got Roman chamomile with your purpose, right? Like your sacred purpose or your something like that. And then you've got lavender that's like calm and communication and being able to communicate what you're looking for. And then you've got honoring the body, and you've got the abundance and like so much abundance with a wild orange. And then that magnolia, I mean, we talked about it the last time on our last episode, and magnolia just is that compassion piece that we talked about, right? Like there's so much here. Having compassion for yourself when you're going through that change, when you are using Roman chamomile for that spiritual purpose, when you're like getting on that spiritual purpose and figuring out what you're going through. And then you've got wild orange, it's just bringing in the abundance, and you're staying calm and you're staying relaxed. It's just like it's such a perfect blend of oils, and it really does help us to stay optimistic. And it's got just this brightness, so you are ready to take on whatever that new journey is going to look like, and you're ready to start that new chapter. It smells so divine. Like I absolutely love it.
So, okay. I have to say this now before I totally forget. I'm going to give you my scoop of the day for these two oils, because Sarah touched on a powerful word, being desensitized when we were discussing Arax. Okay. We all experience that with the social media, with your job. You know, you would say if you are in the medical field, if you are a nurse, the things that you see over and over again, you become desensitized to it. Unknowingly, that's just what occurs, because that is your norm every single day. But for people coming in to see their loved ones being taken care of at a hospital or facility, it can be overwhelming. So the nurse is being desensitized, but then bringing in citrus bloom after that to open up the compassion piece. So my scoop of the day, that, and why I'm saying it now before I forget, is if you're home, I would highly recommend diffusing Arax. Diffusing Arax in the morning, okay? Open up that energy, cleanse that space. And then in the afternoon, once your diffuser is done diffusing, bring in that citrus bloom. Do you see that connection? Sarah's shaking her head like, oh yeah, for sure. Bring in that compassion piece and fill your heart with joy and all the abundance that Sarah and I just spoke about with citrus bloom. But that's your scoop of the day. I know it's early. but I had to tell you and see how that works with you. See the results that you have. Give it a week's time and then comment below. Let us know in our Facebook community, you know, or down below how this worked for you and what new awakenings have become from this.
Yes.
Sarah's shaking her head. We're like 3 seconds of silence here.
All right. Let's jump into Melissa and let's talk about Melissa. Oh, before I forget with this bloom, obviously you can, we've talked about diffusing it, but you can also use it topically and you can apply that around your stomach area, your navel area. You can put that over your heart. You can put that on your wrists. Arex, I would put only on your feet. I would dilute heavily. You're going to put it anywhere else. So I would dilute it, put it on your, if you're going to use it on your chest, I would dilute it first.
Absolutely dilute. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would dilute this just because, well, it's got powerful hitters, but I guess they're not super spicy. So you're going to be okay that way, but they're going to be heavy hitters in the emotional realm. So mm-hmm. you're going to want to dilute, put that over your chest or even on your brow chakra. So that could be something.
That's interesting. Yeah. I've never put it there. Oh yeah. Good call. Really good call. You can take this internally though as well. And I was just fat checking that because my brain was like, I'm pretty sure I take this internally at least 3 times a month because of the kidney support. So if you are one to take it internally, y'all, I mean, I put it in a veggie cap. I've also, when I've been down and out before, I have put it in my tea with honey because it's really good for opening up your airways, your respiratory system, head tension, chest tension. Also a really good supporter for, you know, kidneys and your gallbladder and your liver. So AirX, y'all. Sarah, have you ever taken it internally?
No. No, oh, you said that. I was like, wow, I've never even, and I grabbed my bottle because I was like, there is supplement facts on that. What do you know? So that's like, here's a little tip for you guys. If you're ever curious if something can be taken internally or not, check your labels and see, look for supplement facts because that will tell you immediately if this can be taken internally or if it can be taken or if it's just a topical and diffusing oil only. So it can be taken because I just grabbed my bottle to look at it. So you know, there you go. Food for thought for you. Who would have thunk?
So let's jump over to Melissa like Sarah was trying to do, and then I interjected. So Melissa, the beautiful essential oil of light. Take it away, my friend.
So Melissa awakens the soul to truth. It's the oil of light. It helps you to just kind of, I mean, see how these oils kind of like just kind of mesh and flow together. Like this one's going to help to reconnect with your inner voice. It's going to help you to, when you're feeling weighed down by a lot of stuff, when you're feeling overwhelmed, when you're feeling like life has just kind of got you in their hooks, right? Like you can, this oil is going to help you to ease those, some of those burdens. It's going to help you to participate in the higher realms of living and dreaming and helping you to stay connected to spiritual sources, which is really, I think, really important. That you stay connected to those spiritual sources so that you have that guidance with you at all times. And it really sparks some energy and it reignites our desires to be true to ourselves again, to stay in that truth and getting rid of some of the stuff that's just meaningless, that's not in harmony with keeping that light and that spirit with us. And, it's contagious. It's just, you want to get rid of those feelings of darkness and despair and other low vibrations that's holding you back. And so when you start understanding and living in that joyful state, you don't want to have all that garbage around you. So Melissa is a powerful, powerful oil. Again, this can be taken internally. It can be taken then topically, and it can be done in your diffuser, like however you feel the need. One of the things I like to do with Melissa is stick it on my thumb and then stick it up against the roof of my mouth for internal support. But it just does gives you a spark of energy. So I know you guys use Melissa a lot at your house.
We do. I use Melissa about 6 out of the 7 days a week, not going to lie. And I do what Sarah just mentioned with the half a drop method. So my clean thumb, my clean hands, I put it over the bottle and I tip it over and I put it to the roof of my mouth, not just for physical. There's a lot of emotional benefits that are connected. And that's one of the, anytime you take an oil internally, a non-hot oil. So copaiba, frankincense, and Melissa are very good options to take sublingually underneath the tongue. The roof of the mouth is almost as powerful as sublingually, and it reaches where it needs to go a lot quicker. And so, you know, feeling the darkness, feeling burdened, you have a low, how do I say this? You lose the will to live. Okay. And that's very heavy. And I hope this isn't triggering. However, you do have Melissa to lean to. There's a lot of emotional oils. So if you are in that boat that you are on a massive struggle bus emotionally, please connect with us. I know I will happily carve out a half hour of my day to speak with you and to guide you to some things that are available. And also, I encourage you to seek professional help as well. But if you're feeling overwhelmed, and overwhelm is with everybody. I don't know anybody that has not experienced the emotion of overwhelm. Melissa is that anchor for me to not have my squirrels out of the nest moving in every other direction but the direction I'm trying to go. Okay? Do you hear what I'm saying? Like, Melissa and Blue Tansy, what we're tapping into next are on my desk for a reason, because and Sarah's shaking her head again. You can't see, but I'm sure they're in an arm's reach of her as well, because of the fact that when I'm feeling hopeless or the darkness is coming or I'm feeling overwhelmed, ding, 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 trifecta of crap, Melissa can come in and anchor me back down, be like, girl, I got you. Here's the light. Here's the divine. The vibration of this oil, the emotional vibration, is so high. Your body doesn't have the ability to stay in that low vibration anymore. It physically is incapable of staying stagnant to that low level. It will rise, guaranteed. So without a doubt, you know, my girl Melissa is on my desk and I'm going to use her when I need. And the power of these oils, if you're brand new to this podcast, you can use these every 20 minutes. Sarah's shaking her head again. Like, yeah.
I don't know what to add to that. I mean, like, it's a powerful oil. It's very powerful. And when you combined it with Blue Tansy, I mean, Blue Tansy, we all know, like, how many times, like, maybe, like, if you're a drinker, maybe you should play, how many times does Sarah talk about how much she loves Blue Tansy and going back and doing a podcast marathon? Because I'm not really sure you could get through the episodes, because I'm pretty sure there's probably, I would say, at least 6 or 8, maybe even 9 different podcasts where I mention Blue Tansy. As a matter of fact, one of our very faithful listeners, and I'm sure she's listening to us right now, she is probably smiling because I got a text from her last night saying, can you guess which one I'm the most excited about for BOGOs? And I was like, is it Blue?
Oh my gosh. And shout out to Tiffany. Love that girl.
I know, Tiff. I'm thinking of you, girlfriend. So, you know, I love Blue Tansy. Blue Tansy is that oil of inspired action. And I know I've talked about it here. I think, oh, Vic, you're going to kill me. I'm going to come up with an on the cuff thing.
Over 50 times over the 80 episodes we've recorded.
I'm coming up with off the cuff. Let's do a Blue Tansy big toe challenge.
Oh yeah. I was assuming we were going to get there.
Okay, cool. See, we do this to each other because we think so much alike. So I'm going to say we put you jump into our Facebook group and we're going to have a blue toe challenge. And I want to see pictures of people's toes in there every day.
Okay, we will do the work on the back end, and we will create this for our listeners. So once the BOGO boxes come, or not BOGO box, I keep calling it a BOGO box. When you receive your BOGOs in the mail, the challenge will be ready. Oh yeah, this is good. And there's nothing other than abundance and a higher level of execution that will happen after and during and after this challenge. So yeah. Okay. Blue Tansy challenge coming your way, y'all.
I love it because, you know, for me, I get stuck sometimes. I get stuck in the muck and I get stuck in sluggishness, feeling lethargic. I get stuck procrastination. I'm sure there's some other procrastinators out there, and, you know, eventually we'll get together someday and we'll have some sort of like party or something, but, you know, we'll procrastinate till that very last day before we actually do the party. But there is a real thing with procrastination, and Blue Tansy helps you to stop procrastinating. It makes me think of all the things I need to do today. I'm like, oh yeah, I need to definitely be putting Blue Tansy on my toe right now because I've got a lot to do. And it just helps to create that inward mobility to move yourself forward and to take the action that you need to take, but not just any old action. Inspired action. Real action that comes from that your spirit, right? Like that real action where you're it's like soul level. Knowing that you're supposed to take this action, knowing that this is the right path for you, and taking the action that you just know is right. I mean, think about this. We talked about Eric clearing out that cobwebs to make the decisions, right? We talked about that new beginnings part. And we talked about Melissa bringing in that light. And here's Blue Tansy bringing it home with helping you to take that next step action, and not just any old action, but inspired action by other previous steps we've already talked about, right? Like, and now it's bringing it home. And this oil is going to bring it home. It's going to bring it into actualization. It's going to take that inspiration. It's going to help you to move forward. So all these things are going to be actualized. It's not just a concept in your head anymore. You're now taking the action steps to make it really happen. And remember I talked about Litzia? Litzia's like manifestation. Litzia's in that RX, and now it's bringing it to home. Like, they're
I'm just smiling and shaking my head, guys. I like, yes. Yes, you're right. And okay, finish what you're saying, because I have so much to share with our listeners. So go ahead.
Like, they're so, like, it's so intense. Like, I want to believe that doTERRA puts it intentionally. I want to believe that they're intentional about this. Maybe they're not, but they're just inspired to put these ones together. But they are super intentional, and it is definitely an inspired group of oils that we have as our entire lineup. And okay, so we talked about blue toes, being able to put it on your big toes. You can dilute, put it on with a carrier oil. You can put it on your wrist, solar plexus, which is your upper stomach area, behind your ears. You got a lot of places you can use this. I like to put it straight onto my chest. I have a roller bottle. I mix it with a few other oils. I know you guys have heard me talk about this. And I put it straight onto my chest, and I use this on a daily. It's starting to get a little low, so I'm going to have to.
I think you need to share this again, because I want to say you've already shared it. Maybe I'm having a brain fart, but can this be your scoop of the day to share your powerful blend of some kind?
Yes. Yes, it can be. This can be my
okay.
scoop.
That was a little, I caught Sarah off guard, but this is, uses this a lot.
I do use this a lot.
And you receive some powerful benefits from it.
There's multiple oils in it. It's not just like a one and done. So I have to like grab it for you. So I'm going to grab it, and Vicky's going to tell you all the things that she was thinking while I'm grabbing my blend for this.
You're the best, Sarah. I love you so much. Okay. So This is definitely a divine driven, in my opinion, BOGO opportunity. I hope you've understood the connection from last episode to this episode, how the four pairs of BOGOs out of the five, the four oil pair BOGOs, synergetically work together. And we kind of took you through the map, per se, of tapping into Arex, then putting Citrus Bloom to work, then tapping into Melissa, and then putting Blue Tansy to work. But what if, and what if you put all of these into action? And when I say all, I mean using every single oil available in this BOGO opportunity for a 30-day or even 2-week, a 14-day trial of consciously choosing to apply and use all of these oils. First of all, they're safe, okay? So in, you know, using these oils once or twice a day will not harm you at all. Even if you use Melissa every 20 minutes with a thumb to the roof of your mouth, powerful. But what if you used all of these oils to shift your emotional state from a lower vibration to a higher vibration, and you anchor it in with Blue Tansy? Holy mother dang, is this a powerful opportunity for all of you to not only save BUCO bucks on your wellness, but to be able to have the tools at your fingertips to make your life a level 10 best life ever experience. These oils only tap in to your what's already in you. They light the way. They clear the clutter. These oils help you become the best version of yourself. They don't do the work for you. They help you do the work necessary. Y'all, I'm looking at this picture because I'm in my office, of course. I'm looking at the BOGO picture I have on my screen, and all I feel is a huge ball of excitement in my chest, knowing that, okay, I, as Vicky, am going to put all of these out in an area that I see because I have to see them. If I don't see them, I forget about them. That's just how my brain works. I'm going to put all of these oils out. I am blessed to have all of these available currently. However, I am going to, for myself, use these oils on a consistent daily basis and see how much movement and progression forward I'm going to have, because I know I'm going to have it. And I'm going to leave you with this story before Sarah wraps us up. Yesterday, and no joke, can't make this stuff up. Yesterday, I do my Melissa thing. I have Elevation, which you can buy in the Philippine market through doTERRA. doTERRA doesn't have it in the States anymore. But I have Elevation going in my diffuser. I put Melissa on, and I was having a hard time gathering my squirrels and staying focused, creating a whole new website for my personal podcast that's aside from essential oils. I was just squirreling all over the place. And then my eyes deviate down to my desk where Blue Tansy is. I was like, hey, Vicky, come on. Hello. Hello. Use this oil. So what do? Take that sucker out, put a drop on my big toe, rub my big toes together. And I'm not even kidding you. I was able to bang out the entire thing from front to the beginning to end in 2 hours. Okay. If you are an entrepreneur and you are one to be creating your website and the pages, like all the things that are incorporated in doing this, you understand that there are so many little things that need to connect to each other to make it work. And it can take time. But because I put Blue Tansy on, I was like on the speed train to completion. Sarah's shaking her head because it's so true. I've got so much more done in a small amount of time using Blue Tansy and other oils to anchor me into where I need to be and where I need to go. But y'all, you have the opportunity to get this for free.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. So we're going to jump into Divana, but before we do that, I'm going to give you my blend. Now we'll put this in the show notes, of course, but I'm just this. Now you got to remember, I created this for me, guys. So this is like my personal, like, so if some oil in there goes, doesn't speak to me, leave it out. Like, whatever. This is not like, ooh, Sarah's got the magic potion here. This is just, it's got a lot of oils in it. Okay, so let me preface that. There's a lot in there. So you're going to have 8 drops of blue tansy, 3 drops of jasmine. And when I say jasmine, I mean like the, not the roller jasmine. I mean like the
absolute.
Yeah. No, the real.
Oh, not the absolute. Sorry. Yes. The little. Mm-hmm.
The real essential oil of jasmine. 3 drops of ylang ylang, 5 drops of wild orange, 3 drops of rose, 2 frankincense, 3 magnolia, 2 marjoram, 2 Douglas fir, and 3 blue lotus. And I want to say in a partridge in a pear tree after that, but yeah.
Right. And the kitchen sink.
That's why when Vicky was like, I want you to share your blend, I was like, you guys have no idea how much oils are in there. And this is in, no joke, and I'm not kidding, this is in a 5-milliliter bottle. And then I just top the rest off with fractionated coconut oil, which there's not a lot
of room.
Yeah. I know. That's why I was like hesitant, because Vicky was like, share your blend. I always see you play with it. And I'm like, are you all ready for this? Like,
oh my gosh. Sarah, thank you. Thank you. That, yes. And some may have these oils, some won't. It is okay. But for those that want to, then here's another blend that you can play with and make your own.
Yeah. If you've got the touches of jasmine or the touches of rose or the touches of frankincense, just double the drop amount instead of what I've given you. Magnolia obviously only comes in a touch. So when I say 3 drops of magnolia, I meant 3 drops of magnolia touch. Mm-hmm. And blue lotus obviously is a touch. So 3 drops of that. But,
and you use a pipette. For all of you that are going to do this, when you pop the top off of a 10 milliliter roller, please do not make the mistake I did and tried to pour it out, because you will pour almost all of it out. Get a pipette and then do it that way.
Yeah.
That was your PSA announcement.
So there you go. Now you've got my magic blend that I talk about a lot, but if you look at all the emotional properties of that blend, you'll know what Sarah, like, you'll see a whole side of Sarah, of why she's got to get things done, why she does certain things. Mm-hmm. And you'll just know all the things that I need to get done in a day and why these all come into play. So, okay. So we're going to shift and we're going to talk about Divana before we can, or Divana. We haven't figured out if it's Divana or Divana. I've heard.
You know what? Apples and oranges. No, I don't know. I call it Divana. Could be Divana. D-A-V-A-N-A. You let us know how you pronounce it.
Yeah. I heard Emily Wright call it Divana. And so that's where I've just stayed. So there you go. That's why I've done it. So Divana is a distinctive oil and it's completely unique to every single individual person.
Mm-hmm.
Totally smells different. And I know we kind of briefly talked about this the other day. It completely smells different from person to person. So because it works with your body's chemistry. And so it also works with your emotional needs, right? It works with that emotional chemistry. It's got that emotional diversity. It's both calming and strengthening. It helps to release tension. Has the flow of creative energy. So we're just talking about how these all pair, right? You need that creative energy to take the inspired action, right? Like it kind of goes. It also addresses fears that stop individuals from progression. But let me just say that one more time. It addresses the fears that stops individuals' progression, and it helps us to trust the process of life and let go of things naturally. So
can I have a 2-gallon pump bottle, please?
If you can convince doTERRA to give it to you, sure, absolutely.
Oh,
but at this moment, how about I just win you over with a 10 milliliter bottle of the Tetch instead.
You know what? Absolutely. I will be happy to receive that gift after I invest the 150 PV into my wellness. Yeah, I will. I am. I did. Devana, okay, before you continue, because I love how you're sharing, Devana, I have to tell you, yes, it smells different on everybody's body chemistry. However, this smells different. And I want you to maybe question or ask yourself, have oils smelled different in different times of my life? Because the answer will always be yes. Sometimes your nose is like, no, thank you to an oil. You're not ready for its emotional benefits at that time. And then other times it's going to smell like the most beautiful aroma you've ever smelled in your life and everything in between. Devana right now is a lot more fragrant and open than I've ever smelt it before. So that's telling me when Devana was available before, it was fine. And I'm shrugging my shoulders like, eh, it was fine. But I am in love with this smell. And Sarah could see me wanting to shove it up my nose. I am currently rolling it on the tip of my nose.
And it's funny because when it first came out, I was like in love with it. And now I'm neutral. I smelled it the other day. It was probably a week ago. And I was going through some overwhelm, right? And it smelled to me like raisins. What in the world? So I was like, let's go look at this and figure out why it's smelling a little odd, like, to me. And it's so funny because it really does change on the body, because when I smell it on my body, it didn't smell like raisins. So it's just it's an interesting oil. If you want to have like a conversational piece oil in your home, which I know that sounds kind of silly, but like if you want to have a conversational piece oil where you're like, try it on you, this is kind of like one of those like magic eight balls at like a oil party. It's like, here, let's you try it, let's see how it smells on each one of us. And it always smells very distinctively different.
Oh my gosh. You know what? Okay. This episode might be a tidbit long. I'm going to share this with you anyways. It's on my heart and Sarah just tapped into it. When we host in-person classes, okay, educating people about the wellness, I've seen on TikTok and Instagram people putting sodas on the back of like cardboard with a straw hanging out, and the people are having to guess what soda it is. I could absolutely see this in a lineup of essential oils where there's a cotton ball with the, you know, the aroma, and having to smell and identify, because Devana, my friends, like Sarah just mentioned, is going to smell completely different to everybody, more so than any other oil that's coming to my mind. How fun would that be?
It would totally be a wild card oil.
It would. It so would be a wild card. Or like, that's kind of a fun icebreaker. So anyways, I had to share that with you. If you are an educator and in the same space as Sarah and I, try it out. It would be fun.
I think I'm going to do that on Saturday, my class I'm teaching on Saturday. So I think I'll do that. So I'll let you know how that goes. But I love that this oil helps us to have that confidence and the courage to just choose a life full of passion. That makes my heart just so happy. Again, you can use this aromatically. It's already diluted. So you could just apply it around your navel and on your low back. It is a roller, so it's already diluted. On the bottoms of your feet. And, you know, you can mix this in with your blue tansy if you wanted to try something where it's like uninhibited flow. That's what this is. The oil of uninhibited flow, which just makes you think like that creative flow of ideas that's just going to come, and taking that inspired action. I feel like they're going to pair pretty well together. I remember Emily Wright talking about this and saying this oil is super flirty. So if that's in your wheelhouse and in your realm of intimacy oils. This is actually a really great oil for intimacy as well.
I agree, for sure.
So it's very flirty. It's very fun and lowers inhibitions and allows, you know, just the fun play to full out, play out. So
well, it encourages the healthy sexuality. We all as adults, that's a good thing. That's a very powerful connector, but it encourages the healthy sexuality versus inhibiting our physical and emotional desires. This is a great oil to pair with any sacral chakra issues, stagnation within that area. This is a wonderful, wonderful blend to apply because Divana is a blend. If you didn't know, now you know, Divana is a blend. And like Sarah had mentioned, you know, if you have tension, physical or emotional, that is causing friction. So it increases the flow of energy. We want that energy. We want to, like, Divana, oh Lord have mercy, brain fart. Divana is not a blend.
I know. I was like, I should have shaken my head nowhere.
I'm Sarah, like, shaking her head, and I'm going on a tangent here. Divana is not. Hold on. There's a lot of companion oils.
Yes.
With Divana. Divana is not a blend. Let me retract my statement. But there's a lot of companion oils. Thank you, Sarah, for shaking your head. But it does. So if you feel blocked, that creative block, this is going to encourage the creativeness, the flow. And like we've spoken this entire episode, every oil that is paired together, whether they did it consciously or subconsciously, is a stepping stone in the right direction. You can't go wrong.
It's an amazing oil. I highly, highly recommend it. It does come in a touch. And so it's already perfectly diluted for you just to start using immediately. So my scoop was my blend that will go into our show notes. We'll get that Blue Tansy challenge. So when you receive your BOGOs, you can be prepared for that. So we'll be shooting for a more specific date, and we'll let you know more details as that comes around, because we want to make sure that everybody who joins our Blue Toe challenge has the tools available for them. So I'm encouraging you all, just tap into these. If there's anything that sparks your interest, tap into this, because you will get this. Oh, you get Divana, by the way. If you place 150 PV order or more, you will get this Divana for free. So buy 5 oils, you'll actually get 6 for free.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Essential Oil Scoop. If you've enjoyed today's scoop on essential oils and want to stay updated with our latest episodes, exclusive content, and special offers, be sure to follow us and opt into our exclusive newsletter. Just head on over to our website, theessentialoilscoop.com/newsletter, and opt in today. For more wellness tips and monthly inspiration, connect with us on social media. Follow us on Facebook and YouTube, The Essential Oil Scoop Podcast. And please feel free to share and tag us on all of your essential oil adventures using the hashtag The Essential Oil Scoop. Remember, your wellness journey is our priority. We are here to help and support you every step of the way. Thanks again for being part of our essential oil family. Until next time.